Welcome to the Business Author Show, where authors and books bring you insight in the many facets of the business world. So sit back, listen, and learn with your host, Danielle Hampson.
Hang on today for a few ups and downs, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Business Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson. The ups and downs of the stock market, that is, with our guest author, Alan Ellman, who brings us his complete encyclopedia for covered call writing. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Alan Ellman is the president of the Blue Collar Investor Corporation, a company that provides educational material to retail investors about the strategy of covered call writing and related topics. Alan has been highly successful investing in the stock market for over 25 years, and to date he has authored 3 books on covered call writing. He has written over 300 articles, and he has presented many seminars on the subject of stock options. Alan also blogs weekly on the subject of covered call writing, and he is often a guest speaker on a number of business radio programs. Alan, you wrote 3 books on covered calls. Now, how complex is this subject matter that it does need 3 books?
Well, Danielle, to the uneducated investor, the strategy will actually seem extremely complex. However, it is not at all rocket science. Once the process is mastered, it'll really become second nature to you. It's really all about the education. And that's why I wrote these books. You know, if you could think back to when you first sat down behind the wheel of your car for the first time, how intimidated you were.
Oh, yeah.
And then you learned about it and you practiced, and now it's just second nature.
Same thing
with covered call writing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you make that analogy, because I remember very distinctively, and of course I was born and raised in Europe. That's where I learned how to drive, and that was with a stick shift, by the way, not automatic. And I always thought, my gosh, I will never be able to master this thing.
Well, the analogy is really there because, you know, at the beginning I was intimidated when I started teaching myself how to do this many, many years ago, and now it's just part of my daily routine. I don't even think twice about it.
Right. You are not the first one to write on this topic. What makes your writing different from others?
Well, I would have to say that the main characteristic that would distinguish my book from others is that it's geared to the average retail investor, not the Wall Street insider. So you don't have all those fancy terminology. I explain things in language that the average person will understand. So you don't have to be experienced in Wall Street jargon to read and understand how to use this great investment strategy. My books have a large number of charts and graphs that describe every concept. And in the encyclopedia, the book that we're talking about today, I have 151 color charts and graphs. Feature that no other book has.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right when you talk about the fact that it's written in plain English, because one of the things that intimidates a lot of people is the fact that they do not, generally speaking, they do not understand the jargon that is used by Wall Street, or in this particular instance, it could be the same thing with other industry. But that's what keeps people most of the time away from something that they could become good at, is the jargon.
Yeah, it's really a shame that more people don't get involved with these type of strategies, because it really allows you to take control of your financial life as long as you're not intimidated and you're willing to take the time to learn how to do this.
Right. Now, many of our listeners are familiar, of course, with the stock market, but they may not have any experience with options. Can you give us a preview of how selling covered call options work?
Sure. Let's take a simple example where you buy 100 shares of stock. Now, let me premise this by saying that covered call writing is really a combination of 2 types of stock investment strategies. One is owning stock, which most of your listeners are familiar with, and the other one is selling, and I'm highlighting the word selling, stock options. So you buy a stock and then you sell the right to somebody else to buy those shares from you. So here's how it would work. Let's say you buy 100 shares of stock, company XYZ, at $48 per share. So your investment then is $4,800. Now, once you own the shares, you then sell the option. What you're doing is you're selling the right, but not the obligation, to some unknown person, because this is all done on the Internet, to buy your shares from you at a price that you determine, by a date that you determine, and then in return for undertaking this obligation, you're actually paid a cash premium, which is generated into your account immediately, and that's determined by the market. So in this hypothetical, Danielle, let's say that we buy the stock at 48, and we agree to sell it for $50 per share at any time over the next 1 month. Now, in return for undertaking this obligation, we are paid a cash premium. Let's say in this hypothetical, an average premium would be $1.60 or $160 for the 100 shares. That cash is generated into your account instantaneously. Now, that represents, $160 represents a 3.3% one-month return, or 40% annualized. Now, at the end of that 1 month, there's two possible scenarios. Let's say, Danielle, the stock is still trading under 50. We've agreed to sell it for 50. So the option buyer is not going to exercise the option and buy it from us at 50 if they could buy it at market for less. So the option expires worthless. We have the $160 we keep no matter what, and now we're free to sell another option. The other possibility, let's say the stock goes above 50, let's say to 52, let's say. Well, the option holder is then going to exercise the option, buy our shares for 50, and our stock is sold. In that case, we make $200 on the sale of the stock, because remember, we bought it at 48 and sold it at 50, and that was 100 shares. We still keep the $160 from the sale of the option. So that's a total of $360, which represents a 7.5% one-month return on the $4,800 investment.
That's not a bad return.
Not at all. Now, I have to interject and say that I'm not here to say that there's no risk in this strategy. The risk is in the stock. If that stock that we bought at 48 drops below 46.40, because remember we sold the option for $1.60, then we could start losing money. But we have a whole series of plans in place in case that happens. That's basically how the strategy works.
Now, what are your main reasons for selling covered call options?
Well, that's a topic we can go on forever, but let me give you my main reasons. And the most important reason is that I get a higher rate of return than any other form of stock investing, while at the same time minimizing my risk. A couple of others would be the government, Danielle, actually allows you to use this strategy in your self-directed IRA accounts. So that tells you a lot about how the government looks at this as being a relatively safe strategy. A very, very important feature of covered call writing is that you can compound your money in minutes, because, as I said before when you asked me about the preview example, the cash from selling those options are generated into your brokerage account instantly. So once I sit down and sell my options, all of a sudden I have all this extra cash in my account, which I then use to buy more stock
right,
and then sell more options. So the compounding is instantaneous. And finally, I'll give you one more reason I use this strategy, is that it is you, the option seller, the owner of the shares, that will collect all the dividends from these stocks, not the option buyer. So those are some of the important reasons why I love this strategy.
Now, there are over 7,000 stocks to choose from. How does one determine which ones to select, and can it even be done in a manageable time frame?
Well, that's a great observation. When you buy my books, you will actually have a step-by-step analysis as to how to select the greatest performing stocks for covered call writing. Now, let me just say that my starting point is Investor's Business Daily, which is a financial newspaper. And I use a screen they call the IBD 50, which is published on weekends. But I actually do use several other fundamental screens that basically measure how the stock is performing in terms of earnings and revenues. And I select only the greatest performing stocks. And since the advent of the software programs you could use on the Internet, the stock selection process goes very, very quickly. It's not an issue.
Now, many investors purchase a stock, but they don't really know when to sell it. That always is the problem. Does your system teach a technique for determining both the buy and the sell points?
The answer to that is absolutely. One of the things that you must learn if you're using, if you're doing covered call writing, and many forms of stock investing, is to learn how to read a price chart. That's called technical analysis. And there are actually a myriad of parameters that are available for technical analysis. I've simplified my system down to four. So basically, if you could tell if a line is above or below zero, you will be able to read a price chart. It's really that simple. It's just a matter of educating yourself.
Right.
But when you can read a price chart, it will tell you when to buy and when to sell. It's not a perfect system, but it's a sophisticated mathematical system that's much better than just kind of like a deer in headlights. What do I do now if my stock goes down? Well, what do I do if my stock goes way up?
You know, you certainly have colorful analogies.
Well, you know, like I said, I speak to the average retail
right.
investor, so I speak their language and they speak mine.
Well, I understand your language too, so that thank you for that. Now, in your preview example, going back to that, you explained that you are in two positions when you sell a covered call option. You, first of all, you own the stock and then you sell the option. Do you teach exit strategies to deal with both those positions?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the second book I wrote was devoted solely to that one topic because there were never any books written on that one subject. How do you manage your covered call positions? What happens if your stock goes way down all of a sudden? What happens if your stock goes way up all of a sudden? How do you manage that? You know, most people that are covered call writers, I call them religious investors. What they do is they enter that position, they clasp their hands, they get on their knees, and they pray for a happy outcome. That's not how I suggest doing it. Basically, you need to know what to do. And let me give you a quick example of one of the exit strategies that I love using and basically use all the time. Let's go back to our preview example. We bought the stock at $48 and sold the $50 option for $1.60. Well, let's say that stock all of a sudden drops to $43. Well, now all of a sudden we're in a losing position. But when the option, when the stock goes down, the option value will go down. You still keep the 160 no matter what. But you can actually buy back that option and cancel out your obligation. Let's say the stock goes to 43 and now the option is selling for 10 cents. You could buy it back, the contract, for $10, and now you no longer have an obligation. Well, let's say now you wait a week and boom, the stock goes back to $47. Now that same $50 option is selling for a dollar. So what you do is you sell the same option in the same month and you set up another income stream with the same cash. I call that in my books, I call that hitting a double.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like double dipping.
Well, you know what? If you're prepared for it and you know when to use it, then it's something that will make money. It's not going to make thousands of dollars in 1 week, but it'll make a couple of hundred a month, which will make several thousand a year and over an investment lifetime, very significant money.
Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago the word mathematics, and many of us are mathematically challenged. How difficult will it be to compute the returns we'll be accumulating from these investments?
Well, I'm going to make it very easy for you and all of your listeners. When I started doing seminars on covered call writing several years ago, I noticed that whenever I started talking about calculations, all the smiles and excitement in the audience turned to frowns because a lot of people are mathematically challenged or they just don't want to bother.
Right.
So several years ago, I developed the calculator, the Elman calculator, which does all of the mathematics for you. All you need to do is go to your brokerage or a free website to what's called an options chain, which basically is an options quoting system. Fill in a few entries on the calculator, and it will do all the calculations for you.
Cool.
What your return is, how much upside potential you have if the stock goes from 48 to 50, like in the preview example, how much protection you have. It'll do all the calculations for you. So, to answer your question, Danielle, the calculations become a non-event. And let me add this. I will provide a free copy of my calculator to all of your listeners. I'll let them know how to contact me at the end of our interview.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if I don't know anything about it, I pick up your books, your complete system, and I want to start. Want to get started on this. How much money do I need to get started? And what if I don't have a lot of money to invest? Because a lot of people have already lost their shirts in the stock market, in other ways, and in their homes. A lot of us are really challenged with money right now. So how can one get started on this?
Yeah, that's probably the most common question I get at my seminars. The short answer to that, Danielle, is you need about $15,000. However, you can actually get started before you actually start investing your hard-earned money by what I call paper trading. But here are the guidelines that I set up in my system. You need to own at least five different stocks in five different industries so you're properly diversified. And as I said with the preview example, each options contract requires you to own at least 100 shares of stock. So if you're doing individual stock, you're probably going to need more than 15,000. You're going to need about 25,000 or more to get started. However, there are securities known as exchange-traded funds, which are mutual funds that behave like stocks, and many of them have options associated with them. I use ETFs in my mother's account, generate a cash flow into her account every month, which has really added to the quality of her life.
Sure.
So if you own an exchange-traded fund, you're automatically diversified because it actually represents a basket of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need as much money.
Now, we talked about the money amount. How about the time amount? How much time do I need to spend on the system?
Actually, not as much as one would think. The biggest amount of time you're going to spend is learning the system. And for the average person that doesn't really know that much about stocks and options, you're going to have to invest about 3 months to master the system. And I recommend not starting until you've really mastered the system. And that includes educating yourself, whether you're reading my books or someone else's, and then paper trading or practice trading for at least a month or two, and then you can get started. I do a lot of covered call writing, so let me give you my time frame, and then I'll kind of tell you what it would be for most others. I sell between 50 and 75 options contracts every month and represents between 10 and 20 different stocks. So I do more covered call writing than most, I'm sure less than others, but that takes me about 4 to 5 hours every month. That's less than a day's work, and the amount that I get back for it is well worth the time. Now, if you're doing between 10 and 20 contracts, between 5 and 8 stocks, the time that you're going to invest is a lot less. Plus, my company also publishes a weekly report where we can actually do the stock screening for you. So there are different ways of saving time, but basically, it's a few hours a month.
Okay, now, any type of strategy, especially when it relates to the stock market, has a risk attached to it. And to say that this would be riskless would be foolish. So accepting that there are risks involved here, how can I manage those risks?
Well, there are several things you could do to manage the risk. One we touched upon briefly before with the exit strategy that I told you about where we hit a double. But there are a list of about a dozen different exit strategies that you could use depending on the situation. But in my system, let me just give you a few things that we use to minimize risk. We only purchase the greatest performing stocks. In other words, we talked about the ones that are having the greatest earnings and revenues. We only purchase stocks in the greatest performing industries, the ones that the institutional investors are currently involved with. And there are very easy ways of finding out which industries they're investing in. We use technical analysis, you asked me about that before, to determine our buy-sell points. We use the Excel calculator, the Elman calculator, to determine our best profit opportunities. And those are just some of the things that we do to minimize risk. But basically, when you sell a covered call option, you're starting out with the greatest stocks. You're creating downside protection by injecting cash into that immediately, and then you're monitoring your positions.
Now, at the end of the day, Alan, what benefits specifically can the reader expect to gain from reading your book?
Well, the main thing that the reader is going to get from reading my book is he's going to get an easy-to-understand explanation of covered call writing. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. Every principle will have examples and color charts, and that'll make these concepts literally come alive. If you could master the material in this book, you will master a strategy that very few others even know about, and that's including many stockbrokers.
Okay, so you wrote 3 books on the subject. Is there going to be a fourth one?
Funny you should ask. I've actually had people that have read my books and attended my seminars send me suggestions for additional books, and I already have a partial outline for my fourth book, but the to tell you the truth, Danielle, this one was 4 years in the making, and I need a little bit of a break. but absolutely, sometime towards the middle or the end of next year, I'm going to start getting into another project. Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. I can't wait for that one. So, while we wait for that one to come out, in what format is your current book available, and where can we purchase it?
Currently in paperback and Kindle. Paperback on my website at www.thebluecollarinvestor.com and also Amazon.com. And as we speak, Amazon is putting it in Kindle format. It may even be up today, certainly within the next week or two.
Okay.
And it'll be available then. I also mentioned to your listeners that they can write me at alan@thebluecollarinvestor.com, and I'll be happy to send them a free copy of the Elman Calculator.
Okay, wonderful. Now give us that website again and the email address, please.
www.thebluecollarinvestor.com and email me at alan@thebluecollarinvestor.com. Just put in the header, Free Calculator Business Authors Show, and include your name, and I'll be happy to send it to you.
Okay, and spell Alan for us, because many people spell it differently.
Good point. A-L-A-N.
At the blue.
At thebluecollarinvestor.com.
Okay, wonderful. Alan, it's not the first time that you come on this show. It is always a pleasure to have you here, and I look forward to having you on the show again sometime soon when you come up with the next book, but do take a break.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me, Danielle.
Thank you, Alan. Now, if you are planning to invest, this is the book for average retail investors. It gives you an easy-to-understand approach to mastering covered call writing, a strategy for your self-directed IRAs, 151 color charts that clarify all concepts, and the book explains how to combine stock and option investing to create a low-risk, high-reward strategy, and it enables you to become the CEO of your own money. So go out there and get the book. The title, again, is Alan Elman's Complete Encyclopedia for Covered Call Writing. All right, we are done with today's show. And remember always that no matter how successful you are in your profession or your business, there is always room for improvement. So I invite you to come back next time to discover another great book that can help you further develop your business skills. And in the meantime, well, to find out more books, visit theauthorsbookclub.com. Check that website, as many of our show guests and their books are featured right there. The website again is theauthorsbookclub.com. I'm Danielle Hampson. Please join me next time with another great author and book on the Business Author Show.
Thank you for listening. And tune in next time for another great book on the Business Author Show. To find out more about the show, visit thebusinessauthorshow.com. That's thebusinessauthorshow.com.